What's up, guys? Welcome back to Put a Sock in a Pod, featuring Noah, Beck, and Larray.
Wait, okay.
Sorry. Hi, Noah.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Nice. I love your shoes.
Thanks.
You look amazing today. Oh, as always. Did you eat?
I did eat this morning.
Did you have water?
I did.
Perfect. Did you shower?
I did.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's your day?
It's been good.
Great. Great. Hi, guys. What's up? It's me, Larray. Welcome back to Put a Sock in a Podcast featuring Larray. And, well, it says Noah, Beck, and Larray, but I think we should switch that around, you know?
Larray and Noah Beck with
like, why
with
does Noah your name Beck get to go first?
I think Noah Beck and Larray is a better ring.
It's because you have more clout?
Probably.
Probably.
Do you listen to any other podcasts? Just curious.
I listen to Emma's podcast. Anything Goes.
Right, Anything Goes. I was just, yeah.
It's so good.
Do you enjoy it?
I listened to it today, and she was talking about how the internet's boring, and right. It's kind of oversaturated because everyone's technically famous now, and, like, the value of being famous is, like, kind of losing itself just because, like, there's so many people with, like, 100 million, not 100 million, but, like, a million followers. So it's, like,
right.
Back then it was, like, you had a million followers. Oh, my God.
Right.
You're, like, fucking a god. You had, like, the god. What is it? The
god complex? Well, I don't think at that point, like, a million followers, if that's the case, then I don't know if a million followers, like, necessarily makes you famous, you know? Maybe it's
100%,
just 100%,
but yeah. Back then it did.
100, yeah.
Like, when I was back in my old town and I had, like, 100K, and this was back in 2016, people looked at me like I was literally Kylie Jenner, and I was like, bitch, I'm broke and I work at Subway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God, Larray, like, how is it, like, being famous? I'm like, I have depression. I live with my father. I don't think I'm famous. But now it's, like, so many people want to be famous just because of... They see how beneficial it is for, like, you know, you get money, you get fame, you get free shit.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want clout?
Right.
Like, literally. So now it's so oversaturated in the space because, like, literally there's, like, at least, I can at least count at least 5,000 people with 1 million followers.
Well, I feel like...
That go to, like, school and, like, it just is so normal.
Well, I feel like it also goes to show that, like... A lot of people join it for the wrong reasons. Like, a lot of people want to do social media for the wrong reasons. I mean, like, I don't know if necessarily there's a right reason, you know, because I can't say, like, oh, I started posting because, like, I love the creativity of it. Like, but no, also, I just did it for fun. And then
it just happened.
It just happened,
lucky.
You know? And I feel like if you're authentic and if you really enjoy what you're doing and if, like, you're staying true to yourself, like, with whatever you do in social media, then, like, you'll go far.
To me, when I was listening to her podcast, she was saying how boring the internet was and how everyone has done everything. So it's just like, there's so many bitches who posted the same technically, like, same swipe set. There's so many people who made the same exact YouTube video. There's so many TikToks that have been made by the same, like, concept by so many different people. So, like, it's getting repetitive to the point where I've scrolled through my feed and I've seen the same thing it felt like at least almost every day. So I'm just bored of it.
Right. When do you listen to your podcast? Like, you said you listen
in the morning when I go to get coffee every day.
With headphones on? Like, you just walk?
No, in the car. Like,
Bluetooth. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long are her episodes?
55 minutes to, like, 45 minutes.
Gotcha.
So I literally just drive around until, like, the episode's done.
Really?
Yeah, every morning.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like talking to, like, a therapist or just listening to someone.
Is that the only one you listen to?
Yeah. Ricky and Denzel's, but that's, like, more so, like, me just laying down in bed.
Right.
And I'm, like, trying to laugh and giggle because they're hilarious.
They're really funny.
They're so funny.
I really do like Impulsive. I really enjoy
it. Is that Logan's?
It's Logan's. Yeah, Logan, George, and Mike. If you could switch bodies with anyone in the world right now, and not just bodies, like, for their looks, but just, like, if you could be someone in the world.
There's so many people I could be. I could be, like, Harry Styles or, you know, the government or, like, you know, somebody. Just,
the government.
The entire government.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Who would you be?
Well, I think you answered it. Harry Styles is the first name out of your mouth. You'd want to be Harry Styles for the day?
I would love to be Harry Styles for a day.
Period. My answer is Cristiano Ronaldo, without a doubt.
I could see that.
I would see what? Like, what could you see?
Wait.
This wasn't
that,
like...
That being your answer?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Why are you so defensive?
I don't know.
As a man, why are you literally defensive? Go to the army. I would probably be...
Like, that'd be so iconic to be Cristiano Ronaldo for a day. Would you want to be me for a day?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I would tweet pictures of me face down, ass up. if I was you.
I feel like we know, like, we're literally, it'd have to be someone that you, like, you literally have no idea, like, what their day-to-day life would
That's
be
That's what
like.
I'm trying to think or something.
Yeah. But,
like, I could see myself being Stormy at this point.
Stormy, baby.
Like, I would have so much fun.
Being Kylie Jenner's baby?
Absolutely.
That'd be a fun
that'd
one.
That'd be a fucking time and a half. Like, me hanging out with, like, North.
Playdate.
Or I'd probably be, this is going to be a weird answer, but just, like, hear me out, okay?
I'm hearing.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. I'll probably be Charlie.
I don't like that answer from you, though.
Why?
Because I think you can do better. Because you
just so I can literally.
No, no.
Because you know how much, you know how funny it would be if I was Charlie? Do you know how fucking hilarious? I would be the funniest person if I was Charlie.
But you, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But I was about to say, like, I'm just thinking about I thought of it as someone, like, I just want to feel like what it would be like a day in their life. Like, you literally could hang out with Charlie for a day and just be like, so that's what we're doing.
Okay, you're right. Okay, fine, I'll be like Elon Musk or something.
Great answer. I would love to know what he does in a day.
Me too. I would kill to know what he does in a day. He's like doing Pilates. It's like, okay, Elon. Is it also hot in here or is it just me?
Always hot in here. Dixie!
Can you turn on the
air? Get in here!
Can you turn on the air, Noah?
Dixie D'Amelio, everyone.
You look so pretty.
Oh, thanks. This is cute.
Right?
Oh, this should be fun.
Is this your phone?
Yeah.
You listen to Shawn Mendes?
Leave me alone.
Okay, right off the bat, everyone knows who you are. You don't need an intro.
Wait.
I'm kidding. Wait, we'll give you an intro. But right off the bat, if you could be anyone, if you could swap bodies with anyone in the world right now, who would it be? Just to be someone for a day.
For one day?
Do you want to hear our answers before?
Mm-hmm.
Should we tell her? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It should just help your answer. I said Cristiano Ronaldo. I think that would be amazing.
I said Charli D'Amelio.
He said Harry Styles, Charli D'Amelio, and Elon Musk. Those were his answers.
But probably Michelle Obama, low key.
Am I like them fully? Like, do I know? Am I living with their past, or am I just them? Like,
no, you're fully in their body, but with your mind.
Okay, I'd probably do someone like who I see that has potential, but they just f everything up. I don't know exactly who. We'll like, if I could be
them.
Like Tana and like
fix them.
She's fixing.
Bring her brand together.
That's a good answer.
Like, oh, someone problematic.
But it's only
like,
for a day.
I can do it. Trust me. I can fix them.
In a full day. It's like Bryce Hall. That's a good answer. Can I change mine now?
To who?
Bryce Hall.
Yeah. I would fix Bryce Hall.
Like, imagine you can clean their brand. You have 24 hours to clean their brand. Wait, that should be like a game show.
I'm Bryce Hall for a day and I come out as gay. Like, hey, you guys, what's up? It is me, Bryce Hall. Welcome, you little animals.
Party animals.
So, Dixie, let me ask you this one last question before we get into you as a person.
Okay.
How are you mentally?
I'm really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I thought I was good, but now, like, I'm really good.
You thought you were... do you feel like you're happy, sad, and want to die at the same time? Or is that just me?
Not anymore.
I think that's just me.
I was like that, but I feel like recently I've been telling him, like, I've been getting a lot of old memories back, which is, like, weird, and they'll just come to me at weird times. So I'm like, is this what
like, being,
like, mentally
past, like,
healthy is like? Yeah.
From, like, when you, before you started TikTok? Or oh, nice. That's,
like,
the best.
Like, I blocked out so much time in my life, but now I'm, like, remembering things.
Oh my god, okay, that's a raven. That's good, I'm happy for you. I was telling Noah that I had a talk with your mom and how, like, I think you were, like, the most silliest girl I've ever met just because people think you're so perfect on the internet, but you're actually the most relatable and, like, the most... don't take this to your head. Like, actually, but, like, you're just literally so fucking normal and, like, so, like... And so, like, pure. And everyone probably thinks you're like, oh, like, I'm Nixon and really I'm perfect, but you're actually not, and you actually have so much personality.
Oh, keep going. No, keep going. Keep talking.
Y'all see
doing,
what I'm saying? It sounds
great.
Like I'm dragging you, but...
No, I
wait,
feel like...
Wait, I love how I just go,
like, you're not
I'm
perfect
Nixon.
At all. You're so normal.
I have ADHD, so when I talk, I just ramble.
Yeah.
Let me slow down. So, like I was saying, you're not perfect. But you are, just because you're very authentic in real life. Like... talking to
you're
you.
You're perfectly normal.
You're perfectly normal. And when I hung out with you in the Bahamas, I was like, I kind of like this girl.
Aww.
Like, I don't want to, you know, kick her in the throat. I kind of just want to, like, chill with her. How is it being unperfect?
I feel like I don't show my personality too much ever. Like, I'm very neutral all the time. Mm-hmm. Except, like, when the cameras are off and we can have, like, fun.
Yeah. Are you scared to show your personality, or is it just something that you really care to do?
I think it's a mix of, like, being nervous in front of the camera and also just, like, I have such intense emotions and I don't like showing them.
Yeah.
I kind of keep that to myself. Like, either, like, excitement or anger or sadness. Like, I just kind of do it on my own.
Yeah. Noah?
Yeah.
I feel like this is, like, I feel like this is a little therapy session. So, have you seen, how does it feel to see, like, Dixie Girl from, like, when you first met her to now? Let's get into that.
Let's get into that.
Because I just recently saw a TikTok, and it was, like, me asking you, like, are you and Dixie still dating? And you were like,
oh, yeah.
You saw that too, right? But now that we have her
what
here,
did I say?
You didn't answer.
You didn't answer it.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. But now that she's in here, are you guys still dating?
I think that's a really great question that you ask. And I feel like there's so many ways to answer that. And I just really appreciate you asking that.
Talk your shit. Now let's let him answer. What's that? Is this your girl
or no? What was the conclusion of that? Like, did you say yes or no?
Are you gaslighting her?
No, I was just, it's an odd answer.
No, I just think, like, that was a great question. And I really appreciate you asking that.
Do you want to take it?
At this time, we will not be talking about our personal relationship, yes, so we're keeping that offline and to ourselves.
I understand. Understandable.
Thank you.
You know, I love that you're so just private with your personal life.
Yeah.
How does it feel to literally see this amazing, talented, gifted, swell of a person like myself grow from, you know, just being a Viner to YouTube sensation, like, you know, oh, the Dixie as well, but for me first, how does it feel to see me grow as a person?
I was like, you did Vine? Were you big on Vine, Larry?
I had like 100K.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't popping. But seriously, how does it feel to, like, because I've seen her grow from, like, when I first met her to now. And
just, yeah, it's been great.
I feel like you can't see someone's growth when you're with them all the time.
No, I'm not not acknowledging the growth. Like, no, there has been growth, but I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, she's been so good. Like, she's been so good. She's just been such a good girl, you know? Like, no, I'm not going to sit here and say that. But she's, yeah, no, from you were 18 when I first met you. From the 18-year-old girl that I had met to now, it's like, no, it's night and day. Like, I think she's grown a lot. And
so you're calling her fat?
Oh, because she's grown. I get it. No. She's not fat. You make things so weird, Larry.
That's my job.
Anyways, Dix, you have a single coming out. Mm. And that single that we'll be dropping is Wild, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you excited for tour?
I really can't wait. I feel like it's going to be... I love, like, being stressed out. I love, like...
It's the best.
Having good anxiety and, like... Being on stage is so much fun. I love attention. Like, at the end of the day, I love, like, being watched. And...
Me watching you then.
So I feel like it's going to be really fun for me.
Wait, so you're like a Puma ambassador? How's that going? I'm sorry. I'm very... My love language is touch.
I know. When we were hanging out in the Bahamas, I was, like, freaking out because you kept touching me, and I, like, don't...
I know you don't like it. Even in Six Flags, I just kept... Not straight from I just kept grabbing you. But that's my love language. You have to deal with it. If you don't like it, kick me in the
face. Well, y'all got a little closer in Bahamas, huh?
I was, like, fine with it. But still, I was, like, my skin was crawling. I hate being touched.
But it's okay. It's comforting when it's a gay boy, right?
It's, like, anyone.
So what you're saying is you don't like gay people? Oh, my God. Got her there, honestly. I'm joking. No, but... We did get closer in Bahamas. I feel like we had an experience. We never really hung out like that.
Yeah, I feel like we could have been a lot closer earlier, but we just kind of were always busy and you're always canceling, so it's hard to really make plans with you.
You're always in the studio making bangers and just always hardworking and stuff with your fucking amazing hunk of a meat boyfriend. It's just like, no beef. Time for Leray, right?
Beef.
Beef, big beef.
So, I heard you're really, you know, you can do voice acting. Yeah, can you give us a little something?
Oh my Wait, what?
You know, I know you can like...
You go... Mm-hmm.
I heard you're really good at impressions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us one? No. I just want to hear. Come on.
I'm so nervous.
Stop making her... Okay. Social Taurus. 1 year anniversary. When was the 1 year anniversary of Social Taurus?
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
When?
Soon.
Oh.
Fuck him. No, we already did the shoot for it. It's so confusing, like, doing all the shoots for that, because I never know what's coming out when. Because we'll, gotcha. Like, do 3 shoots, and then, I don't know.
They just drop sporadically.
But we have a store coming out in Melrose, which is...
That's really exciting.
That's fire.
I'm going to work some shifts.
Do you know where on Melrose? Like, do you know if it's, like, replacing the store, or if it's...
It's, like, near the side of where Catch is. Like, more on the farther side.
Okay, like more towards Fairfax?
Yeah. Like, no. Catch. Other way. No,
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's so sick, though.
There's a tree in front of the store.
Cut it down.
We're not allowed to.
Slowly feed it poison.
That's what I said! Oh my god, I don't know if I can say it. I'm kidding, I would never do that.
How much of like a fine is it if I just go chop it down?
I was saying I'm a really bad driver. Like, whoops.
No. How?
I'm bad.
No, but is the tree like?
It's not huge. It's like one of those like. I'm kidding. I don't want
to
say.
Y'all are trying to kill the environment. Wow.
Trying to make sales.
Period.
Yeah.
Y'all a little businessman. I see you. Went to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
I was so nervous.
I can tell.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because you know that one main area that everyone takes pictures at?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see either once.
Wait, what main area?
You know, like the stairs and where they all walk up to the top?
Oh.
Why didn't you go there? Were you nervous?
I did.
Wait, did you?
Yeah, at the top of the stairs. All my pictures were so ugly because I was so nervous.
Her making him delete them. She's like, no. Delete.
But it was so much fun. I was, like, sitting next to Giveon, which I'm a huge fan of.
King.
I love Giveon.
And when we walked in, I was just, like, sitting next to him, and I was so quiet because I was so nervous. I didn't talk for 30 minutes, and I was just, like, looking around at everyone. And then I, like, finally found Addison and Olivia and was, like, able to calm down, and we, like, met a bunch of people. But that was probably the scariest thing.
I would have been shitting myself if I was next to Giveon. Like, I don't blame you for not talking at all. I don't know what I would do.
I love him.
I love him too.
Well, speaking of like Met and like fashion and all that stuff, what is your
fashion?
What would you say your goal for Dixie D'Amelio in 5 years? Like, where do you want to be? Like, what are your focuses coming up in 2023 and the rest of 2022?
Definitely focusing on music and modeling. Those are like my two favorite things I'm doing right now. The tour and my album are going to open up like a lot. Like a whole different world for me, because mm-hmm. people will see that I'm actually like really serious and really enjoy and love music,
mm-hmm.
and fashion. I just like love doing so much.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I saw you at the I think it was the Burberry.
Mm-hmm.
Your outfit was so you looked so good. Like you look like you've been doing this shit for years.
Well, kind of have. Like I started. Well, music I've always done, but modeling, like when I was in high school, I'd drive into New York City the train and just do any modeling job I could get and like
that's so sick.
Random things. So it's all that's always been like a huge focus of mine, but like with music too, it was never really something I thought I could do more with. So
I mean, your voice is beautiful, so like I can so see it going far. Okay, so Dixie, if you could literally, I need you to answer this right now, but like quick, these are speedrun questions.
Okay.
If you can literally order food right now, what would it be and why?
Hot wings, buffalo wings.
From where?
Anywhere.
When's the last time you cried? Why'd you laugh? Was it because of you?
Hopefully not.
I hope not either.
I don't remember. Oh, in the Bahamas.
When did you cry?
In my room, I was sad.
Them demons.
You literally cried at field day.
Oh, I did cry at Noah's birthday.
She cried on my birthday.
Why did you cry at his birthday?
It's a great question.
I don't know. I was...
You were emotional?
It was...
You love him, don't
no,
you?
No. It wasn't like that.
Oh, you love
that
him. That would
have been great. But it was... literally, we were all done playing, like, soccer.
Why.
And, like, we all just, like... I had a great time, came back, like cut the cake, you know, and then like everyone was just chilling, eating. All of a sudden I look over and my parents are like, is Dixie okay? And I look over, Dixie's like crying like to her mom, and I was like, what the fuck? And so I go over, I'm like, what's wrong? And she was like, I don't know.
And you ever cry for like no reason?
Yeah.
I think I was just, I all the time. Like, I haven't ran around Leo's. In a long time. I think it like released something.
This bitch played one sport and starts bawling her eyes out. That's actually cute that you did that for him though.
Yeah.
Remember, speaking of cry, remember when you made me cry?
When I made you cry? Mm-hmm. Remember when you made me cry?
Ooh, T.
You were waiting for this moment, huh? She had this one in the... She literally...
She said she wanted to talk about it.
No, because
too.
You... Always, no, because people always say, oh, Dixie's a heartless bitch, blah, 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 blah. But I don't go online and say anything when you trap me in a bathroom stall and literally gaslit me and were screaming at me for no reason. And I went home and cried.
That's not what we do here. I put a sock in it. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. This is a fun legend. Okay, what's crazy is that it came from love and to fix things, but I was also a little... I was a little lit.
You were on something. Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to fix, you know, a problem that...
It was so mean.
Wait, was I yelling at you in a bad way?
It was just so much.
You were probably just overwhelmed, but it wasn't mean.
It was a lot.
Oh my God. Oh my God, the manipulation. And I didn't gaslight you. I didn't gaslight you. Actually, I fixed it. No. I did. Without me, you had... I gave you a push.
Okay.
I gave you a push. You know what? I feel personally attacked.
Okay, Dix. So we have some of your lyrics up here. Let's go through them.
Okay.
So verse one. This is for Wild, no?
Yes.
Yes, this is for Wild. I've been stuck in my ways for a while, going through this phase for a while. Want no one to know me, so aware that open up it will show me. I can't bear that.
Damn, bitch.
Did you write these?
Co-wrote. Oh my God.
I know. I was gonna say y'all. What is this, third grade?
Co-wrote.
And him stuff. I've opened up the wild.
It's a little small, but I want to be rebellious. I want to care less. Don't want to wake up wishing I was scared less. Want to be fearless. I want to let somebody in.
Sounds like a slam poem. Slam poetry.
What was the inspiration behind these? Who do you want to let in?
Someone who actually cares about me.
Ah, rich.
I feel like it's more like when we were writing this song, we were kind of just talking about how, like, kind of like what you said, I'm a totally different person, like, mm-hmm. offline, and I'm much more calm in myself. And, like, I have this weird fear of, like, being myself online mm-hmm. and just, like, I don't know. And that's kind of what it's about. And it also is just, like, a fun pop song.
Yeah.
Ask her why she feels that way. Ask her why.
Well, so, we know why I feel that way. But why do you feel that way? You know, why are you super closed off?
I think the less I put out, the less I can get hurt. That's my...
I told you.
Mentality.
That's literally what you said. Y'all are very similar.
That's like what I think... Like the reason I think I do it. But honestly, I think that's just an excuse.
Yeah.
And I have no reason to not be myself because people followed me when I was mean, yourself, joking around and funny. And like now that I kind of stopped doing that, I'm like... Who am I? Like, this is all so weird. So, mm-hmm. I sometimes, like, do my...
I've seen you posting more on TikTok of yourself, though.
Random posts and just, like, have fun with it. Because that's, like, what I like doing from the beginning. I thought TikTok was, like, kind of embarrassing from the beginning. So, mm-hmm. I just had fun and, like, never took it seriously. And once it became serious, I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, so scary and embarrassing. I can't ever post.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I mean... Your close friends is the funniest thing ever. You're such a silly goober on there. It's like you should just honestly upload all those.
Yeah.
You have to realize that, like, we were both just talking about this. No one cares as much as we think they all do. Like, people are going to have opinions about us no matter what we do, but that's just because they don't know how to touch grass or have an entire life mm-hmm. to go live. So they judge our lives and watch it, which is.
But another thing that I always lame. Tell myself, like, Drake actually said it once. I saw Drake say it. Oh, hear me out. No, I think Drake's some philosopher, but what he said in this interview really stuck with me. He said, don't get too caught up in the highs, don't get too caught up in the lows. Like,
I just saw somebody say that
all the time.
Like, if you don't let all...
Drake made this up.
No, I don't think he did, but that's who I heard it from. And, like, literally, if you get all these compliments, great. Don't let those get to you. Because as soon as, if you let those get to you, and if you're taking all these compliments, if you're riding on your high horse, then like as soon as you get one negative comment, it's like kind of like drops you down, you know? Whereas like,
hold the positive the same weight as the negative.
Exactly.
I think about long term too. Like, I'm gonna have kids, and these videos, like these weird things I post, are gonna follow me forever. And like, I don't know. I try to think about like everything.
But you also have to think about, it's like,
what things.
Like, your kids are gonna see you humping the TikTok camera.
Yeah, and my kids are also gonna see.
What are they gonna see, Mr. Bit?
The beautiful future that I set up for them by doing that thing. And like, I'm not saying that like that gave them the beautiful house that they're living in, but like, I'm just saying that, yeah, you know, like you can go into anyone's past. Yeah,
I can't believe
it. And my kids grow up and they're like, Dad, what the like, what is this? Be like, I was a 19-year-old boy once too. You like, I'm sure you're gonna understand. Like, it's part of growing up. Like, we're kind of like the first generation with like the social media aspect, and like, yeah, we kind of have to think of these things with like our kids.
What's it called? Like your digital footprint.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have some questions that I think could be fun. Little icebreakers.
He's so silly.
I guess some little icebreakers, because we don't know each other very well. Favorite show?
The Good Place.
Mm. Favorite movie?
The Cat in the Hat.
Wait, what?
Favorite song?
Bellyache by Billie Eilish, but the remix.
Ooh.
Love that song.
Favorite artist?
Shawn Mendes.
What's your dream collab with an artist?
Probably Justin Bieber.
I don't want you to get in trouble. I was going to ask, like, favorite, like, clothing brand you've worked with.
Social Tourist.
Oh, period.
Social Tourist.
Favorite influencer?
I think...
Like, did you grow up watching YouTube and you watch this person a lot? Did you...
Well, growing up, I was a huge fan of Lorray.
Oh my God, no way, baby.
No, probably Bethany Moda.
I love huge me some B Moda. That was that bitch.
Like, everything she did, like, I would pack my lunchbox away. Like, I'm pretty sure she was homeschooled, and like, I would follow everything she said about going to school.
And I tried to make my own DIY pencils. That was my queen,
I love Bethany. Currently, my whole For You page is like Reddit posts.
She loves those.
Like the ones that read to you, and they're like playing Subway Surfers. I've like made it so that's my whole For You page.
You told me that.
It's so much fun.
Favorite genre of like movie or show?
Comedy. Like family comedy. I just like shows I could put on in the background.
Okay.
You're asking questions.
If you could erase one event from history, what would it be? From your history or history in general?
Well, yeah. I feel like that's a very
it's a hard
tough
one.
Question because
you could say like
changing the past obviously has a dramatic butterfly effect, and if I were to change something, it could make something drastically worse happen in the future. So,
oh my God.
I would say,
get out of here! Stop talking like that.
Sorry, I'm PR trained.
Yeah, don't silence her. I can't.
We're not doing that here. If your food is bad at a restaurant, do you say something?
No, I just wouldn't eat.
Okay. What about you, Larry? I feel like you'd give the waiter a mouthful.
Literally would never. I respect waiters and restaurant workers so much because I used to work in one. I know people like you probably would because you never worked a real job.
You're so manipulative.
You got everything handed to you.
He forces me to speak up if something's wrong.
You should have saw him in the Bahamas. God.
You had everything handed to me.
No, because this girl brought us a pizza in the Bahamas, and you remember what you did? He slapped that on her hand and said, "Move, bitch." It was crazy.
What is wrong with
you? Exactly what I did.
Fucking asshole. He goes, "I'm fucking not
looking at
TikTok."
Pizza?
I'm joking, but I would never do that. If you're rude to like a restaurant worker, you're fucking weird. It's like, then go cook.
Not their fault.
Literally just go make you a sandwich, hoe.
If you could use one word for the rest of your life, what would you say?
Like one word total or one word I could say over and over again?
One word you could say over and over again.
No.
No? That's an interesting question, because if you say no, then you're seen as like...
Yeah, what if I had to say yes to everything? I'd rather say no than yes.
Okay, but then people will think you're an asshole. But what if you... I could say like a neutral thing and be like, what? And then just walk away. Or like,
no, because that makes
imagine
you...
Imagine saying like, what all the time?
Pardon? You're everyone stupid. Thinks you're just a dope. And it's just like...
What's your name?
Pardon? would you rather look like or feel like a potato?
Feel.
What is your biggest red flag?
My biggest red flag...
To you.
Probably...
If you don't answer, I will.
I have very little patience. Is that right?
Sure.
I don't know. It's like, I get really overstimulated and stressed out so easily, and it's like really bad.
If one of you could choose a superpower, what would it be? It's a very cliche.
I would choose, I think, invisibility.
Really think about it, though.
Like, or teleportation.
Going fast. Like, I want to fly fast. Like, mixing, like, running fast and flying. And like
so, flying.
No, but fast.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, super speed.
Like a Mockingjay.
Faster.
Mm. Mine would be teleporting. Because imagine if I'm, like, here and then, boom, I'm there.
I'll beat you.
Teleporting with like time travel.
That fast.
Time travel is scary though, because like Dixie said, the butterfly effect is insane.
I don't care. I would still do it. If I mess it up, I'll go back in time. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel to any location, any time, when and where would it be?
I would go back to the first night I met you to relive that.
Y'all make me want to shit on myself.
Clap.
I would go back to that day too.
Were you there?
When you guys went to the jacuzzi? I was in the jacuzzi with y'all. Y'all don't remember?
I remember the jacuzzi.
Yeah, I was there. I was under the water.
That was where we met.
Oh, no, but that was the first time you guys kissed though, huh?
No.
Oh, look at him trying to air us out. No.
I was literally under the water. The bubbles was me. People know the
story. We kissed at her pool and Nichols came.
That's where I was at. I was in the jacuzzi underwater.
There was no jacuzzi.
I was snorkeling.
Oh, yeah, there was. There was. He wasn't there, though.
Yes, I was underwater snorkeling.
We would be able to see the pipe coming up out of the water.
No, it was like deep dive.
Scuba dives. Spontaneity or stability? Like, do you like... Like, let's say, like, with your friends, like, guys, get in the car. Let's go to Malibu.
I like that.
Do you like that, or do you like... Okay, tomorrow, this time, we're going to Malibu and we're going to have a blast.
That's you.
I'm a mix.
I like...
Because I feel like sometimes with spontaneity, it just doesn't work out. And, like, no one's ever, like, all
on board.
Why does
it not work out?
Because with lack of planning, I feel like...
Not true. The lack of planning... Like she said, being stressed out is so fun. Because not everyone's
spontaneous. Like, what if you're the only spontaneous one in your group and you're like, guys, let's go,
then get with it or get out of it, buddy.
Huh?
Get new friends. Yeah. That's me.
Oh, you do so many spontaneous things.
I used to.
Oh, what stopped it? I literally want to do so many fun things. I'm like, let's go here, let's go there. And you're like, no, I'm so low on energy.
Wait, so why do you feel that way?
Larry wants to help.
Do you think he's Larry, like, do you think he's stopping you? Or
oh,
you back?
Oh, okay, he's turning.
Or no, or do you feel as though she's like, you know, killing your vibe all the time because of...
No, I'm not answering that. No, it's just, like,
no, yes. So you agree? Is he the problem in the relationship?
Oh.
That reaction says it all. So she thinks you're the problem. How do you feel about her?
Him and Kat went to Pilates yesterday, and they want to start taking you.
He's saying you need to work out.
Yeah,
how
I
do
know.
You feel about that?
I can't win. Not with these two. I can never win with these two.
My problem is I'm just like... The less I do, the worse I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes I'll lay in bed all day and then I'll get, like, I'll feel awful.
Yeah.
So I need to do something. Like, if I have a busy day, there's more of a chance of me, like, doing something spontaneous rather than, like, me having nothing to do and then, mm-hmm. like, oh, let's go.
I'm
going to
force you out.
I feel like that's very relatable. I'm like but I feel like with the help of friends.
No, and I promise you I'm the best friend to do something spontaneous with. Like, I went to Pilates with Kat just by waking up and being like, what are you doing? I was like, let's go to Pilates. So I'm going to start calling you and I'm going to be like, get
and
up
and
scuba diving.
And I have a migraine every time.
That's fine. I have every type of drug you need. Advil, Tylenol. Who's your best friend right now?
Well, probably you two are like top. But like my best friend is my friend Kate, but she doesn't live
I want to meet Kate so bad.
You've never met her?
Mm-mm. I've heard nothing but great things about her. And I also saw her Instagram because I was looking for your PR, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And I found your friend Kate and she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. She's a natural blonde.
Yes.
Also, speaking of natural blondes, you should go blonde. You look so fucking...
No!
You, Coachella blonde Dixie was honestly... It was pink. It was slay. Can you say slay for me?
It was pink.
It was not pink. It was blonde. Wait, how am I going to tell you what color your hair was?
It was pink.
I have control issues. Well, you should go blonde one day, even if it's just a wig.
I probably will do a wig at one point. I liked having it a different color, but I'm trying to keep it healthy, so...
Yeah, I mean, your hair looks
beautiful.
Yeah,
I loved your orange hair.
It was ginger. Anyway, so that's the end of this episode of Put a Sock In It with Claire featuring Noah Beck and Charli D'Amelio's sister. Just kidding. You guys need to make sure you support Dixie on all of her socials. Get her album coming out soon. It's called Wild.
No.
I'm joking. Okay, Dixie, plug your shit. Go.
Thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of Put a Sock in It with Noah Beck and Lorray. I'm Dixie D'Amelio, your guest. Don't forget to stream A Letter to Me when it comes out when I say the date.
Period. Bye.